This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage.
What time is
it? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, John Harbaugh met with the media yesterday talking about things relating to his team and this matchup with Washington coming up on Sunday. 1 o'clock, M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens 6.5-point favorites, both teams on top of their respective divisions. But Dean Pease coming back has been part of the news cycle the last 36 hours or so, and here's John Harbaugh explaining that one.
I'm really excited about it. I mean, it's great. You know, Zach and I talked about that, and Zach has been in touch with Dean really all the time. He's a kind of a good sounding board and a mentor for Zach. I know they're very close, and Dean and I go back, as you guys know, a long, long way. His football knowledge and his ability to, just put an eye on things and be a great sounding board and a backup for everybody is super good. I'm glad he's here. Good to see his face out here, and it can make us better. So I'm happy about that.
I agree with all of it. I think he can make them better. I think that he'll be a really good sounding board for all the defensive coaches and for the players, because they don't see him as a guy that wants to come in and take their jobs. No, he's 75 years old, and he wants to help, you know? So I think it's a great situation. The only thing for Zach or Bob, let me ask you this. All of a sudden, over the next 3-4 weeks, Ravens defense starts playing really good. Then, because like when we had it in 99, Arnsberger got a... Oh, everybody, because our defense kind of totally changed, and all of a sudden, Arnsberger's the one getting all the cred.
I think that would probably be the same case here, whether it's fair or unfair, because, yeah, you know, I'm not going to be in the locker room or the coach's box, but, I mean, you're trying to connect dots. Well, how do you go from a defense that gives up these big chunk plays to one that's stingy and your secondary would suck, is now playing like the number one rated secondary it was? Then you're going to just... Well, the common sense, well, what's the common denominator? Dean Pease took over or advised this. And who knows what his level of advisement will be. We heard Ty Karbovich last hour from BaltimoreSports.com say he's there Sunday. Oh, is he in the box, in the eye in the sky, so in the sidelines? I mean, where is he going to be advising?
In the box. He'll be in the box, and I would imagine he'll have a headset to Zach.
Because Orr's on the sidelines.
Yeah. So he'll be up there, so he'll get a view from the top.
But I will say this, and I'll commend Zach Orr and the other assistant for accepting it, if not encouraging. I mean, Zach Orr made it sound like it was his idea. I mean, egos kind of prevent... I don't need anybody coming in here stepping on my toes, but accepting and, you know, asking for whatever the word you want to use, assistance and, you know, someone to help you get better at what you do.
But then the interesting thing, Bob, is going forward is how does that affect Zach Orr? I'm talking, you know, like how is he looked at within the organization after this?
Right.
You know, that bottom line is, are you bringing him back as a D coordinator next year? And if you do, has he learned enough? And if you do, does he need another, you know, am I going to have this again 4 games in?
Hey, we're also talking about the head coach needing someone to teach him how to use timeout. You know what I mean? But it is
maybe Dean can do that.
Speaking of chunk plays, Kyle Hamilton met with the media yesterday as well and was asked about, hey, man, what's up with them big plays?
Yeah, no, especially against somebody like him and the team and what they've been able to do up until now. But, I mean, I feel like we've had plays like that in every game, and it's just a matter of us decreasing those plays happening, because I feel like other than that, you know, we're having pretty good games, and it's up to us on the back end to get that fixed and go out there and play a complete game.
But there's no doubt about it. It's the back end that's causing all the issues, you know, and it's not just, you know, every now and then. Something in every game is, you know, causing issues in the back end. And what do we hear every week? Communication. And the thing that's crazy about that is it's the same guys that were there last year, and they had none of these issues. So that's another reason why Dean Pease is here.
Now, Kyle Hamilton is the third year in the organization, was an All-Pro last year. Looks like he's starting to ramp it up to that level of performance. But Kyle Hamilton talks about the lineage of Ravens football, and in particular the standards they set defensively.
Yeah, I feel like it always is. There's always a standard that we believe we need to meet and then exceed. And, you know, we always talk about seasons, a bunch of highs and lows, but you're steadily progressing. And I feel like we've, at least as a secondary, you know, just being as blunt as possible, we've kind of plateaued in our getting better throughout the season. And I feel like we've had good weeks with like Buffalo, and you know, we have a bad week like last week, and it's up to us to fix that and go into this week and, you know, try to right that wrong. It's a good offense.
Well, the coach has got to help you fix it, because they gotta, and if they talk amongst each other or whatever, you know, I mean, if because when you see a pitcher and you got, you know, like Marcus Williams, you got Eddie Jackson, and you got Marlon Humphrey, and they're in the end zone, like, staring at each other, like, where the hell are, you know? I mean, you can't have that week five. That stuff's got to be long gone. And like Kyle was talking about, good 1 week, bad the next. And Harbs talks about it every week, inconsistent. And that's what this defense has been. Can they be great? Yeah, at times. But can they be bad? Oh, yeah, we've seen that.
I mean, they're number one in one category and next to last in another.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's 88-80, 105.7, the Fan. News from the Nest here on this Total Request Thursday. Jaden Daniels coming in. A lot of hype, and he's deservedly so. He's on his way right now through 5 games to be the Offensive Rookie of the Year. But here's Roquan Smith talking about the youngster coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I respect him at the end of the day, what he's been able to accomplish thus far throughout this season. But at the end of the day, like I said, he is a rookie. He's put a lot of great things on film. And, you know, we're excited about the challenge coming into our house, and we have to defend it by any means necessary. And this won't be a better game to do it than versus these guys.
Yeah, I think the Ravens will be ready. You know, because, Bob, like, if it was your normal, what the Washington has been as of late, you know, Jaden Daniels gives them some reason why to get jacked up. You know, otherwise they come in, we're playing a 1-4 Washington team, you know, but we're supposed to beat them. Now, there's buzz about the game, there's buzz about the quarterback, and, you know, and for the defense, it's a challenge to them. All right. They're talking a lot about this kid. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah, CBS bringing their A-team to the equation. Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, as we talked about all week long, going back to last week, quite frankly. NBC wanted to flex this thing to the Sunday night extravaganza tonight, so we get you at 1 o'clock. By the way, 1 o'clock coming up this weekend. We start our coverage from 105.7 The Fan. Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show brought to you by Rice Mirth of Pesaurus. We start your fun coming up here at 10 o'clock. Horseshoe Casino, Brew Brothers, we'll get you ready to rock and roll there. Me, Ken Wyman, and then Tim Barbalace, Vinny Serrato, Cordell Woodland, Mike Preston, get you ready to roll up until kickoff. So we got you covered. Washington, Baltimore. No, it's not a rivalry. It will be starting at 1 o'clock Sunday. We're talking about it here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song. We'll play it. Send a request. Plaza for text line. Nolan will get it. Get your vote in. Featured artist Friday. That reveal coming up in about an hour and a half. Plenty of sports subjects to get into. But right now, let's count that dough by ourselves.
Yeah, the market's pretty flat today. The Dow's down 28. The S&P's up 2. NASDAQ's up 39. DraftKings down 15 cents. Under Armour down 3 cents.
All right, we'll get things started here with the Ravens. They found their bread and butter here in the run game yet again. That has been their calling card really throughout the entire Lamar Jackson era. The yardage totals being put up by him and Derrick Henry even rival the output that we saw in their historic 2019 season. But what really made that year's team, 2019, made them a big threat was the time of possession battle every week. They would score early and then slowly bleed the opponent over the course of the game. In 2019, the Ravens led the league in average time of possession, 34 minutes, 24 seconds. So far this year, they rank 8th, an average of 31 minutes, 37 seconds. Only a few minute difference, but it makes all the world. Buy or sell, Vinny, by the end of the season, the Ravens will be top 3 in time of possession.
I'll sell it, just because they'll throw it more than they did then. And they'll have some games like they did the other day where they throw it 35 times. So I don't foresee that, Norm.
Over to baseball here, the Rockies are coming off another 100 loss season, but there will be no changes coming at their manager role entering 2025. They announced earlier this week Bud Black will be coming back for a ninth season as the leader there in Colorado. One of the most interesting tenures a coach can have. Made back-to-back playoff appearances in his first two seasons, but have not had a winning season since then. The Rockies, of course, in their press release, citing the fact that Bud Black is the winningest manager in franchise history. What isn't said is they're 80 games below 500 in his tenure as well. Buy or sell, Bob, rebuild or not, continuing to stick with Black is holding Colorado back.
I'll soft buy it. First of all, he must be a glutton for punishment because he's taken a lot of L's, but they've cultivated a lot of good young position players. I mean, Charlie Blackman just retired and kind of played an amenity in there. He was a really good player, but they might be trending up. But you look at the division, you got the Padres. Giants are going through a change with Buster Posey taking over. The Dodgers, obviously. The Diamondbacks just missed the playoffs. I mean, they're chasing a lot of teams, but there's a nice little mix of position players that he can work with. But I'd be like, yeah, I'm good. I've taken enough.
More from football, Devin White, I remember him, a standout linebacker, his time with the Buccaneers. Well, he wasn't with the Buccaneers to start the season, had a falling out with them, ended up signing a cheap one-year deal with the Eagles. However, never suited up in a game at any point so far this season, and it wasn't because of injury, just simply got beat out by other linebacker options. Where does he land now? Eagles ended up releasing him. NFL writer Brian DeArdo theorizes that a return to Tampa Bay could be possible since Tampa did just have to put one of their linebackers on IR. Vinny, are you buying or selling that White would even want to return to the team that drafted him after contract talks didn't go well less than a year ago?
I'll buy it because I think right now he would want to go wherever anybody would want him to get the... I mean, he took a minimum deal in Philly. And it sounds like, Norman, I haven't watched him on film, he's done. He's had two teams tell him he's done.
And it's so puzzling. He's 26 years old and had plenty of accolades.
Didn't he get hurt?
I mean, nothing that prevented him from playing a majority of time. He played every year of his rookie season, majority of games.
His feelings are hurt, right?
Yes. And his pocketbook is hurt, too.
All right, let's see here. Some NBA news. The season is almost upon us. Out in L.A., the Clippers trying to figure out what they're going to be doing with P.J. Tucker. You remember he arrived on that James Harden trade back in 2023, but has since played in just 28 games with the Clippers and was nowhere near the bench player they thought that they were getting when they got him in return. He's back this year only because he picked up his player option that he had, about $11.5 million. The team already announcing that they've decided to let him stay away from the team while they try to work something out with his agent. They don't want him there. He didn't want to play last year. Buy or sell, Bob. Tucker will earn his $11 million without playing a single game this season.
Nah, they'll get rid of him. I'll sell that. I mean, he can shoot threes. He can play some good D. But, you know, when they're paying you to not be there, that's a big indicator. But he's a veteran presence. He's got playoff experience. He'll find a role somewhere. But think about that. P.J. Tucker makes $11 million. Oof. A year.
And we'll close with this here in the NFL. Everyone's theorizing who the next full-time head coach for the Jets will be. The odds are out as well if you want to bet on that, if that interests you. In a segment, though, with Pro Football Talk Live, Mike Florio made a case for some under-the-radar names, including Todd Monken. Florio here citing the connection New York and Baltimore has, of course, Joe Douglas being at the helm there, his connection history with Baltimore. Also the fact that Todd is an offensive mind. That's usually something teams are looking for in a head coach. And he's probably not going to be a flashy name that's on everyone's radar. He is up there in age. Teams seem to like the young, flashy new thing over the older guy at times. But Vinny, are you buying or selling that Monken will be a candidate on the Jets' radar?
On the Jets' radar, I would like him to be, but I think Woody Johnson will want to make a splash. That's what I think. It'd be kind of cool because, like, let's say Todd was at the Jets and his cousin's a head coach at Army down the road, you know, in New York. It'd be kind of cool, but I don't see that one happening.
And just interest for Monken in general, last year he had some interviews. Obviously, ultimately decides to stay, which, based on the interviews he did have, seems like a smart decision. But can he be picky? Is he even that interested or desperate to be a head coach at this point in his career? Or do you think he's content just being an OC?
No. I've talked to Todd. You know, he would like to be. You know, I mean, he's been a head coach before. And all assistant coaches want to be head coaches, no matter how old you are. I mean, that may be the thing that, you know, would hold him back. I think Todd's 58. So, you know, do some people not want that? I mean, if somebody's going to go hire Belichick at 72. So, I don't know. I hope Todd gets a job, but would he be content? I mean, if you have to stay with the Ravens and you got Lamar and you got all the things he's got, it's not a bad job either.
I hope Todd puts up 38 points against Washington
Me
on
too.
Sunday. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Trey Wingo is going to be joining us. You remember him from ESPN for many, many years. Now with DraftKings, we'll talk NFL with him heading into Week 6, which starts tonight. Vinny's film breakdown of the Washington defense. Offense statistically rated high. We heard about them. Defense, not so much. We'll find out why. NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Going to hear from Jaden Daniels talking about this Ravens matchup and comparisons to Lamar Jackson. Major League Baseball report. We'll look at last night's playoff games. Four of them. Philadelphia going home. There's a Game 5 tomorrow in the National League, but two games in the American League coming up later today. And then we'll talk real and fantasy football with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio, getting you ready for Week 6. Let's win some dough. He can't promise you money, but he'll send you in the right direction. Host the Commanders, 1 o'clock, got football tonight, Seattle hosting San Francisco, here to talk about that and more. You remember him from ESPN, fondly, of course. Pre-game power-up, DraftKings Monday and Thursday nights, and he's a friend of the show. Let's welcome back in. It's been a minute since we've spoken to this guy. He is Trey Wingo. Trey, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again here on 105.7 The Fan.
Always good to be with you guys. How are you?
All right, Trey.
Doing all right, Trey. Tell everybody about the pregame power-up Monday and Thursdays and, you know, football hot and heavy, percolating with a lot of intriguing storylines, sort of like the one we got going on in Baltimore 1 o'clock this Sunday.
Absolutely. That's going to be a great game. But, yeah, the pregame power-up is Monday and Thursday nights all season long, 6 o'clock Eastern on DraftKings Network. You can get it through Sling, YouTube, Roku, Google, Samsung Plus, a million ways to get it. Just find DraftKings Network. We're there. Myself, Marshall Newhouse, longtime offensive lineman, Claudio Bellafato helps with all the odds and breaks it down. And we're looking forward to a couple of interesting games coming up Thursday, tonight, against with the Seahawks and the Niners. And then, of course, we got the Jets and that mess taking on the Bills Monday. That's going to be interesting as well.
Well, you brought up tonight's game, which you can hear on 105.7 The Fan, by the way. It's San Francisco banged up, coming off a loss at home. You have Seattle. They'd started 3-0. They've lost two straight, losing at home. A lot of intrigue here with the 49ers favorite to win this one. I can't see either one's trending in a great direction, but who are you feeling a little more confident in coming up later on this evening?
Well, you know, the Seahawks got off to that great start, but you looked at the quarterbacks they played, right? It was Bo Nix. It was the Miami Dolphins without Tua Tagovailoa. They just didn't really face a murderer's row of quarterbacks, and then they've fallen on a little bit of hard times. You know, if you look at any roster 1 through 53, I think a lot of people would say the 49ers may have the most complete roster 1 through 53, but they've been beset by injuries, and, the turnovers really killed them Sunday. You know, they had two when they were going for a potentially game-sealing score against the Cardinals when they fumbled it. And then after Kyler hit Marvin Harrison Jr. for that 4th-and-5 play, which was ridiculous, they got a field goal to go ahead, and then Purdy's arm got hit on a throw. And those two interceptions really sealed their fate, and they're now 2-3. And, you know, they've been here before. A couple of years ago, they started slow out of the gate, and then I think they rattled off 10 straight wins to win that division, and then went into the NFC Championship game that year against the Eagles and didn't have a quarterback after Purdy got hurt, and you know, then Josh Jennings got hurt. It was a disaster. That's why we have the inactive quarterback. The third one is allowed to be active now because nobody wants to see that. So I really think Seattle is still the team to beat in this division, but they got to start winning, and they got to get past this injury rash that they're dealing with right now.
Hey, Trey, are you big on Washington?
Listen, I'm a big believer in finding the right coach and the right quarterback with the right culture. And I think that's the thing that has changed dramatically. You look at the ouster of Daniel Snyder and who they've brought in and how they're running the organization. I was on a couple of shows this summer, and you know, every year we seem to have this one team that goes worst to first, right? And I just said, well, keep your eye on the Commanders. And people thought I was crazy. Well, first of all, there's been no NFC East champion repeat since 2003. It's been 19 seasons, so the Cowboys are out historically, right? And as we can see, the Eagles have all kinds of issues that they need to address. I don't think the Giants are any good, but I really thought that the Commanders had a chance. I've watched Jaden since he was a freshman at Arizona State when he was being coached by my good friend Herm Edwards. I saw him sort of mature over the years. I loved what Dan Quinn did. You know, he turned down head coaching jobs because he wanted to get back to his coaching roots and stay a couple of years longer than most people would as the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. He brought in some players from Dallas with him that I think have really helped this team. And you know, no one was predicting what Jaden was going to do. I mean, I thought he would be good. I didn't think he'd be this good. The first four games, I think he had the highest completion percentage of any quarterback since the AFL-NFL merger of 1970. And then what happened Sunday, he has his statistically worst game, and he still makes all the plays needed, and they blow up the opponent. So I did see a little bit of this coming from Washington, but I cannot sit here and say I thought Jaden was going to be this good this early.
Now, how about Caleb Williams, you know, playing Jacksonville in London? And Caleb Williams last week was real good. I thought he had a slow start, but, I mean, he looks like he's coming around too. And he's probably got better weapons and stuff offensively than Jaden Daniels.
Well, yeah. Listen, I said this going into the season. If Caleb Williams doesn't succeed this year, I think it's because of Caleb Williams. Because to your point, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift, Keenan Allen. I mean, that's a lot of weapons. Normally, when you're a number one overall rookie quarterback taking number one, you're going to a bad team. I'm not saying the Bears are a great team, but they're not as bad as they were when Justin Fields was there. And he has weapons to throw to. And it was nice to see Caleb sort of get his footing under him, because all he's heard for, you know, this entire season is, okay, yeah, but Jaden Daniels, look at what he's doing. Jaden Daniels, look at what he's doing. That's back-to-back 300-yard passing games for Caleb. And I get it, you're playing the Panthers, but you know what you're supposed to do? Beat a bad team convincingly, and that's what they did. So I think Caleb is growing into that role, and you know, the Bears are over 500 in what's going to be a very difficult division in the NFC North.
Trey, I was watching the Washington film today since they're playing the Ravens and stuff, and watching Cleveland sucks. I mean, they are really bad. And they said, oh, Watson got sacked seven times. He ran in to get sacked a bunch of those times.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Look, that contract is going down as the worst contract in the history of the NFL, right? And there's a reason nobody, and remember a couple of years ago, well, why aren't the Ravens getting the deal for Lamar? Because no one wanted to hand out the contract like Deshaun Watson. No one wants to do that. And you're seeing why with the way he's played. Cleveland has all kinds of issues. Their defense is not playing the way it should. They were so good last year, especially at home. They haven't been that good this year. The offensive line is atrocious. And Deshaun Watson has been, at best, a average to below average quarterback since they made that trade for him and they gave him that contract. This organization will be handcuffed by that contract, because there's nothing you can do. Like, you want to bench him? Fine. You still got to pay him. You got to cut him? You still got to pay him. It's a disaster, and they're not a good team right now. They, you know, and look at Joe Flacco. Look at the things Joe's doing in Indianapolis. I mean, granted, they lost on Sunday. I get it, but he's had two scores in what, like under 2 minutes to get them back in the game, in that game against Jacksonville, and Cleveland didn't even offer him a contract this offseason. Now, that one I just could not understand. So Cleveland as an organization and as a football team is kind of a hot mess right now.
Well, as you know, Trey Wingo, Joe Flacco is elite. Trey Wingo from DraftKings. It's the pregame power-up every Monday and Thursday. Check your local listings. Plenty of outlets to get this program. And you mentioned Buffalo. You mentioned the Jets. Robert Saleh's out. Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with it, quite frankly, as he said yesterday. Pat McAfee's offended by any implication that he was. But this game, first place on the line, I mean, Miami's hanging around, but no Tua. New England, okay, they're starting Drake May, et cetera, et cetera. Are we throwing darts at the AFC East to pick a winner, or is the team going to start to emerge here sooner or later?
Well, the Bills have just put together back-to-back clunkers. I mean, you know, against the Ravens, you guys ran all over them, and Josh was 16-29 in that game for under 200 yards, and then he goes 9-30 against the Texans. But this is why the Jets are the Jets. What other team? And help me out. By the way, I want to be clear. I'm not saying Robert Saleh was a good head coach by any stretch of the imagination. He made mistakes, right? But what other team coming back after a loss has a home game against a division rival that if you win, you're in first place in your division, right? They're 2-3. Bills are 3-2. If you win your home game against the Buffalo Bills, you will be in first place at 3-3 because of the tiebreaker. What other team fires their coach then? And then let's go through the storyline here. And I emphasis on story, right? Robert Saleh after the loss, where Aaron Rodgers threw three interceptions, by the way, including a pick six that was the deciding margin of victory and one that ended the game. Okay, so let's not gloss over that. Robert Saleh, according to CBS Sports, is thinking about firing Nathaniel Hackett, who is Aaron Rodgers' guy. And then magically, when that comes out, Woody Johnson calls Aaron Rodgers Monday night, but says they didn't talk about the firing of Robert Saleh at all. And then what happens the next day? For the first time in Woody Johnson's tenure as the owner of the Jets, he fires a coach in season. It's like the line from Kevin Costner in JFK. I find your story not believable, okay? None of this makes sense. And then the best part, the cherry on the top today, where Jeff Ulbrich, who is the interim head coach, and everybody says they love him and he's a player's coach. By the way, same thing they said about Robert Saleh when they hired him. Let's be honest about that. What is his first move? Is to strip Nathaniel Hackett of the play calling and going to Todd Downing. So that was Aaron Rodgers' guy, and no matter what, even if it was to protect Nathaniel Hackett from getting fired, he's still not doing what Aaron Rodgers wants him to do. It's just, you can't make this stuff up, man. This is like a daytime soap opera that we play on a football field.
Well, again, it's a franchise hasn't won a Super Bowl since the Beatles were still together. He's Trey Ringo, DraftKings. One more time, Trey, pregame power-up. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, Monday and Thursday night, 6 o'clock Eastern on the DraftKings Network. We break down all the angles of the primetime games, and we get into real football talk. And like I said, Marshall Newhouse, who played with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, offensive lineman, going to be on the show. We're going to have some discussions about the Jets tonight, I can promise you, as well as the Seahawks and the 49ers.
Trey, appreciate the time. Hopefully we can talk to you down the road as well, and we'll be watching for sure.
Thanks, Trey.
Anytime, man. Always good to talk to you guys. Take care.
Trey Wingo, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan. Will come back. Vinny's film breakdown of the Commanders' defense. Ravens coming off a performance which they put up 41 points. Lamar won player of the week offensively. Can they duplicate it? And Vinny's going to explain why they may not be able to. NFL lunch. We're going to hear from Jay Daniels himself. We got the MLB playoff report coming up at 1:15. Phillies, bye-bye. Can't talk too much trash. The Orioles scored, what, one run in two games? And then we got the Mike Harmon coming up, Fox Sports Radio, real and fantasy football with him. Hey, his Bears are showing a pulse. I'm sure he's happy about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal,
supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.